So tell me, more than 30 books?
Yeah.
Erica, how do you do it?
How do I do it? Stories like what happened, you know, on the North Shore, about that. It just, I guess there's something in me that needs to tell stories. And, you know, something will come along and it'll just really push me to explore it and create a story around it and maybe solve that problem. It doesn't get any easier, though. I don't know what other authors that you talk to. I think it's getting harder and harder to do it instead of easier. Maybe because I even have to be careful now. Have I used that name before?
Oh, really?
There's so many books and so many names, you know?
Yeah.
Because I might not remember, but a reader might pick up, you know, an early book and a late book, and I've forgotten that I used a name. In the last, especially like a last name.
You're only human.
You know what I mean? I had a reader tell me, you know, you name a lot of children, little girl children in your books, Grace. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really do, don't I?
You know,
so
funny.
So I have to be careful.
It's a good name.
It's a good name. I love that name for a little girl, Grace.
So do you keep notebooks of newspaper stories and things you think of during the time you're writing one book?
I do. You know, but I am so unorganized. It's just not a gift. So I like find things in files, and I find things in drawers, and I find things in old notebooks. The really good stuff doesn't go away. It's like, you know, the story, what happened to that little girl, that if it has enough of an impact on me, I don't forget it. That I'll remember.
Well, and there is something about a little girl not being believed that so strikes at the heart of so many women.
Right.
You know, yes. Who found themselves occasionally in that position,
exactly.
You know, or
little girls and, you know, grown up girls.